I promised myself while writing this homily that I wouldn't mention the words pandemic, virus, or COVID. Now I realize in sharing that with you, I just broke my promise, but it doesn't count because that was just the beginning. You see, today is going to be positive. Today is going to be beautiful. And today is already a gift. Thanksgiving takes on an entirely different feel this year. And I'd say a more intense feel. Given what has been lost for so long, I hope that we find ourselves all the more grateful this morning for what we do have. Every year we hear the cliches on TV and radio and things like that about counting our blessings and being grateful for the year and all those different phrases, which are fine and good. But oftentimes, we just gloss over those. And we start thinking about turkey, football, and shopping. This year, however, I think we've taken a collective pause to realize and be thankful for what is truly important. Father Albert Haas, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of him. He's a Franciscan priest and an excellent retreat master. He led one of the retreats I was on about halfway through when I was in seminary. And at one point, he said, everything in life is a grace, a gift, and a blessing. I've probably shared that with you before. And as simple and as obvious of a phrase as that is, it's one that always stuck with me. That phrase reminded me to say thanks, to think of the good in my life, and remember to thank the one from whom it came, which is God Himself. The phrase also reminded me that everything, everything in life is a grace, a gift, and a blessing. Even in the challenges of life are found grace-filled moments. And granted, those are usually harder to find. There's more emotion around them. But they're often the most powerful. How fitting it is that we gather in prayer this morning, calling to mind all our gifts, our graces, and our blessings that we've received in this past year, especially those in the midst of challenge. It's also very fitting that we begin our Thanksgiving Day with the most important Thanksgiving meal, the Eucharist. As a family of faith, we gather around the eternal family table, the altar, where with every Mass celebrated, the Lamb is once again slain and given to us as the most precious and life-giving gift that has ever been given. Despite the fact that Thanksgiving is a secular holiday, for us as believers, the Eucharist is the foundation of our gratitude. It is the bedrock of our Christian lives in which we serve one another, giving of ourselves, and using the many gifts that God has given us. And you know, Thanksgiving for us isn't just a one-day event. I remember, I thought of this, so I thought I'd share it with you. I remember back in 2007, the Packers were playing the Lions. It was an 11:30 game. Favre had a great game, completed like almost 20 passes in a row. We beat the Lions. It was a good Thanksgiving. But I remember in the opening for that, Joe Buck, the announcer, wished everybody a happy Thanksgiving and then made a joke about, come on, this is the one day a year to get along with everybody. And yeah, I mean, it was pretty funny, no doubt. But I'm reminded of that because for so many people, what's expected of us on Thanksgiving, our attitude, how we act, how we interact, is the exception and not the norm. Listen to St. Paul from our second reading. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We honor these words in a particular way this morning, but we're also reminded that it's a year-round adventure. When we do put all those things into action, draped in love, the peace of Christ settles into our hearts in a very profound way. To be a people of thanksgiving, of the Eucharist, is what our world so desperately needs. There is no doubt we've been given all the gifts, all the graces, and all the blessings necessary to make that change happen. We just can't forget that it's done with the love of Jesus. And if I may, as I conclude, I'd like to take a moment just to share with you how grateful I am for each and every one of you and for this parish community. I've always been grateful since the day I got here, but I think these past few months have made me realize even more so how blessed I am to be a member of this parish community. In so many ways, you've witnessed to your faith, and in turn, you've bolstered mine. This is a beautiful community and a wonderful family. Let's never forget that. And let's also continue our prayer this morning with a spirit of joy and hope that marks us as Christians. And may the nourishment of this Thanksgiving meal keep us ever grateful for every gift, every grace, and every blessing.